Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And just a heads up to our board operator, we are getting some talk back. We're hearing ourselves back in our own headphones like a few seconds later or a second later. And it's a little distracting, so I'm turning it down. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Danica.
And Daryl.
Lots to talk about in the news, of course. And you're welcome to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And there's pretty big news out of the Washington, D.C., and it's actually what I consider to be pretty good news about Cuba. Now, apparently, there's been some sort of a declaration or a proclamation made by Barack Obama this week that full diplomatic relations with Cuba will be restored. And they will actually be opening an embassy in Havana for the first time in more than half a century. And there's more details to the story. The claim is that Obama is vowing to cut loose the shackles of the past and sweep aside one of the last vestiges of the Cold War. The surprise announcement came at the end of 18 months of secret talks that produced a prisoner swap negotiated with the help of Pope Francis and concluded by a telephone call between Mr. Obama and President Raul Castro. The historic deal broke an enduring stalemate between two countries divided by just 90 miles of water, but oceans of mistrust and hostility dating from the days of Theodore Roosevelt's charge up San Juan Hill and the nuclear brinkmanship of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Obama said in a nationally televised statement, quote, "We will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead we'll begin to normalize relations between our two countries." Your reactions, guys. What do you think about this?
Oh, I think it's great, and hopefully the immigration policy doesn't wind up getting changed drastically.
Because,
well, right now there's what they call the wet foot, dry foot policy that applies to any immigrant from Cuba. And it's unlike the immigration policy that the U.S. has for the rest of the world. The rest of the world, there's all sorts of bureaucratic hoops and hurdles to jump through, but anyone that can get here safely from Cuba gets to stay. No hoops, no hurdles. So what I fear is that, you know, people that wish to come here from Cuba from now on are going to have bureaucratic hoops and hurdles to jump through, and they're not going to be able to get here.
Yeah, it certainly opens up to that. I also think it's a great thing because, you know, while Cuba may have been under, you know, less than ideal circumstances, it's great that they're, you know, I believe it was the U.S. that was reaching out, or was it Cuba that reached out to us to try and negotiate that?
I'm not sure who started it, but it's, again, it says here it's been something like 18 months.
The Vatican and Canada were apparently facilitating the talks.
Yeah, I think it's great that they're trying to step outside of it and look to establish good relations, not just with us, but with, you know, everybody.
Well, again, it's not necessarily us. We're not the government,
sure,
right? So I have no relations with Cuba's official state, just like I prefer not to have any relations with the U.S. state either. But between two what I consider to be criminal gangs, and somebody on my Facebook profile was trying to convince me that you know, Cuba's so much worse than the United States as far as its government is concerned, the idea being that, well, you know, you wouldn't be free to do your radio show if you were in Cuba. And while that might be true, I also pointed out that the United States has the most prison population of the entire world.
Absolutely.
More people in prison than any other country in the world. And so, you know, it's just a difference in degrees as far as the difference between the U.S.
Right.
government and the Cuban government. But if these two criminal gangs can come to some kind of an agreement that will allow for more interactions of the Cuban people and the people in the United States, then I think that's a good thing. I don't really care about a, you know, them building some sort of diplomatic outpost there, and I'm not really concerned with their little prisoner swap or whatever. But if they're actually going to loosen the restrictions on people being able to travel, and they're not going to get rid of the travel prohibition at this point, and the article goes into that a little bit further, but they'll be loosening up on certain categories of who can travel to Cuba.
And also they're going to loosen up the economic sanctions that have been placed on Cuba for the last half century, to where hopefully the people down in Cuba will not still be driving around in like 1952 Ford whatever it is.
Yeah, they've got some, it's a bad situation down there, there's no doubt. But things have been changing, I think, from what little we've read here, after Fidel Castro died, I guess, and Raul Castro took over.
Right.
There have been some reforms, though maybe we might consider them mild. The reforms have been meaningful, I think, to Cuban people, like being able to decide what crops to grow, at least on a portion of your land.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
before it was all dictated by the states.
But at the same time, the U.S. government has still been blocking shipments of, you know, different goods down to Cuba. So now the Cuban people are actually going to be able to possibly get cell phones. U.S. cell phone providers are going to be able to offer service in Cuba.
You've seen that specifically?
Yes.
That's the case? That's awesome. That's really exciting. And, of course, you know, cell phones, the ability to communicate can dramatically change what happens in a place as far as information getting around, the ideas of freedom getting around. And to me, that's the real value of this, in allowing people, because there's this mindset that, and I guess maybe it's like a conservative thing, I don't really know. There's a mindset that's against this, that says this is a terrible thing.
The Republicans are all up in arms, and I've seen stories that John Boehner and Mitch McConnell have vowed that they're going to try to stop this from happening when they take over in January. But whether or not they're able to actually get something that would have a veto-proof majority is another question.
Yeah, it's so bad giving, you know, people these modern things such as cell phones and better cars because, oh, they might start thinking, and that would be bad.
Well, I think the viewpoint of the Republicans is not bad. It's that, or at least those that I've heard from, maybe there are some freedom-oriented Republicans out there who have an opinion about this, but the ones that are shouting the loudest about this are the ones saying, oh, Cuba's a bad place, it's bad, and we need to cut them off. Keep them cut off. And that's just the mentality.
You should not give in to those evil, evil communists.
Yeah.
You should not let them win, and if we cut off the embargo, and if we restore diplomatic relations, then the Cubans have won the Cold War.
I'd say that about sums up the attitude that I've heard expressed. I mean, maybe not those explicit words are being said, but not that I've seen, at least. And if you have an opinion about this, I'd love to hear from you, especially if you are somebody that thinks this is a bad idea. Obviously, we're all in agreement on the show tonight, and that doesn't always happen here on Free Talk Live. But if you feel like the Cuban government and, by proxy, the Cuban people should be prevented from doing business with people in the United States, which is what's been the case thus far in our lifetimes, prevented from traveling, U.S. people prevented from traveling to Cuba and vice versa. If you think those things should remain in place and you can make somewhat of a coherent argument for it, I'd really love to hear from you. Because to me, it's not about punishing the Cuban government. These sanctions, or whatever you want to call them, the restrictions, travel restrictions, business restrictions, they're punishing the Cuban people. And believe it or not, not everybody agrees with their governments, right? So
right.
A lot of people in Cuba who probably don't like being ruled by Raul Castro and his cronies. They're probably afraid to speak out about it.
The people that do speak out wind up getting thrown in jail.
Yeah. Those people exist, though.
They do exist, and I'm glad that there are people brave enough in such a tyrannical place to speak out.
So
I hate what happens to them for doing it, but I'm, you know, it just sort of, you know, lifts my spirits knowing that there are people brave enough to, you know, have the courage to speak out in the face of a government that is that tyrannical.
So if you think that loosening restrictions and maybe ultimately eliminating them, allowing anyone to travel there, for instance, loosening restrictions is a bad idea when in regards to Cuba, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here, 855-453. free. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features on the site. We give them away to you. You can actually go there and create the content on the front page at freetalklive.com and vote up what you like and vote down what you don't at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Tis the season for Sherry's Berries. You can get delicious, freshly dipped strawberries dipped in chocolate of three different types. There's white chocolate, dark chocolate, and milk chocolate. Dipped in chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and they are available and delicious. They are starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. You can also double the berries for just $10 more. And trust me, you will want to double the berries. It's really, you're going to want to have more of these berries rather than fewer berries. So
the more you have, the more you eat, and the more you eat, the better they taste.
Well, and the more you can share if you also have them, because people...
Right, you're supposed to share them.
Oh, yeah, sharing is caring.
It would be very rude to eat Sherry's Berries in front of someone else and not offer them one of these amazing treats. So go to berries.com, berries.com. You still have enough time to get these in before Christmas, but you probably shouldn't wait too much longer. Berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in FTL to get the special deal of the berries starting at just $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. Again, that's berries.com. It's the perfect gift without the hassle. Sherry's Berries. Berries.com. Code is FTL for the special offer. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREAK. Restrictions being loosened on Cuba. I'm just wondering, who would possibly oppose this? Apparently, there are a number of people in on the right, whatever that means.
There's even a Democrat that has come out against it. Robert Menendez from New Jersey apparently is outraged that the sanctions are being lifted.
Apparently, he just wants to continue punishing these poor Cuban people who for decades have been unable to have any meaningful interaction with people in the United States.
Right.
And that means that, if you wanted to visit Cuba, you have to first travel out of the United States and then go to Cuba, as I understand it. And it's just a huge hassle, and you can't do any business with anybody in Cuba. And to me, if you can't do business with and you can't visit the folks in Cuba and vice versa, then that means that if products and people are not crossing borders, then ideas are also not crossing. And if we want the Cuban people to have a revolution against the communists or whatever it is that people might want them to do, then they have to have those ideas, right? They have to be able to get new ideas into their minds. And if all that happens in your life is you're raised in a communist school system, as you could argue that we are here in the United States, raised in like a socialist school system, if you're raised in the government system and you're taught what the government wants you to know, then you have to encounter someone else who's going to give you other ideas. I'm not saying those ideas don't exist in Cuba. Obviously, there are people who don't appreciate the Castro brothers and their, people. But it wouldn't hurt for people from the United States to be able to interact with these folks and share our ideas with them. What's wrong with that?
Right, and I just don't understand how people aren't in support of, punishing a country that, the citizens had no control over what was going on.
Well, that's just it. The punishment does punish the average people more so than the government. It's not like Raul Castro is over there starving to death because of the sanctions placed on the country by the United States. He's doing just fine. He's sitting pretty. He's eating everything he could ever want because, him and his party brethren are in charge. And the people who are in charge in any nation are always fed very, very well.
Yes,
the average people that are having a tough time. But what is it that some of the talk show hosts are saying about this? Because right now, not a single person has called to oppose the de-escalation of conflict between Cuba and the United States. And that's what I considered sanctions to be, is essentially it's, war without bullets being fired.
Right.
Michael Savage, according to an article over at WND.com, who is our competition on... Well, I guess not anymore. He's live in afternoons now.
He's kind of competition because there are a lot of stations that take him later.
So this is a summary from WorldNet Daily, which is kind of a righty website from what I understand. Savage Summary here. After Obama lifted the half-century-long embargo against Cuba, Savage wonders what other foreign policy surprises the president has up his sleeve. What will happen next? Savage wondered. Are they going to lift sanctions on North Korea in a week or two while you're celebrating Christmas? Well, so what if they do? What would be so wrong with that? I mean, if you were to lift sanctions on North Korea, it might suggest that maybe there's some level of independent ability in North Korea at that point to actually have interactions with people outside of the United States. If there were such a thing as private businesses in North Korea, and I don't have any evidence that those things exist outside of the black market, then that would, you know, that would be a good sign. I don't think it'd be a bad thing to raise to remove restrictions on North Korea. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, like you said, if there was a way for an independent individual or business to operate outside of that and be able to establish those kinds of sanctions, I mean, that's a step in the right direction for freedom.
We don't want to establish sanctions. I don't know if you missed
there.
Not really sanctions, but just
communication, just an open line.
Right, relations. Sanctions are what you prohibit. Sanctions are things that the government puts on another country to
I meant to say relations. I mean, I can't see how anything bad would come. I know lots of people have been clouded by just the, you know, the horrible atrocities that do happen inside North Korea. But
well, somebody who opposes that might say that, well, Danica, that if you lift sanctions on North Korea, that's just going to empower Kim Jong-un. It's going to make it so he has more, that he can take more wealth from people, and it's just going to empower the regime. That he could, you know, get all kinds of things for himself that he doesn't
have. He already gets all kinds of things for himself. He lets millions of people starve.
Couldn't it be worse, though? Wouldn't he just steal more food from his people if they could get food from the United States?
What food?
Well, lifting sanctions and shipping things to them are two different things. You know, just because you lift sanctions doesn't mean that you then automatically start sending, you know, tanker boats full of supplies to the country. Somebody has to say, we want to buy your goods, and then you send it. But just to sort of put Michael Savage at ease, the sanctions on Cuba, you know, they are kind of being lifted. Just because diplomatic relations are being restored doesn't mean all sanctions are going away. And also,
I wish it did, but no,
I wish it did.
Congress is required to act in order to remove the embargo.
But there's also been some sanctions added to Venezuela. Because he thinks, oh, we're restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba. What are we going to do next? You know, make Kim Jong-un the, you know, ambassador of Earth?
So one step forward, one step backwards. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll give you some more summaries of what people are saying about this. And I want to get into a little bit more detail on what's going to happen. Plus, Daryl, you've got a related story about the biggest losers in this Cuba deal. Who's really going to get hurt by this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I believe it's satire, right?
Somewhat.
All right, we'll get into that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, the founder of BitInstant sentenced to prison. We'll tell you about it.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs. Kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that are waiting for you there over at freetalklive.com. You can also enjoy, not at our website, but over at freedomscause.com. You can get a teaser of this brand new piece of audio theater. It's over 2 hours in running time. It's almost like an audio movie played out on the screen of your mind with actors you might recognize, like Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes, Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo, who was in Braveheart. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. Yes, it's like Braveheart, but only historically accurate. And the kids in your life will love this. It's got a study guide, and it's a real crash course in the struggle for freedom. Great time to pick them up at a discount with code FTL. You can get a family four-pack of CDs. That means, this, by the way, it's a two-CD set, so the four-pack would be eight. CDs. And so that gives you four copies of In Freedom's Cause to give away to your loved ones or friends. InFreedom'sCause.com, coupon code FTL gets you 50% off the family four-pack. Again, that's InFreedom'sCause.com. I have listened, and the audio quality is very good. The acting's great. The sound effects are fantastic, and the music was actually originally created for this production, which is pretty great because the music's amazing as well. InFreedom'sCause.com, coupon code FTL. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Back to the New York Times to give us a little bit more information about what exactly is going on in Washington, D.C. with these loosening of the restrictions on Cuba. It's not a total removal of the restrictions. Obama has ventured into diplomatic territory where the last 10 presidents have refused to go. And Republicans, along with a senior Democrat, quickly characterized the rapprochement with the Castro family as appeasement of the hemisphere's leading dictatorship. Republican lawmakers who take control of the Senate as well as the House next month made clear they would resist lifting that 54-year-old trade embargo. According to Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, he says, quote, "This entire policy shift announced today is based on an illusion, on a lie. The lie and the illusion that more commerce and access to money and goods will translate into political freedom for the Cuban people." He says all this is going to do is give the Castro regime, which controls every aspect of Cuban life, the opportunity to manipulate these changes to perpetuate itself in power.
And what's funny is Marco Polo Rubio is one of these guys that, you know, claims to support freedom. You know, people have labeled him a libertarian because he's got ties to the Tea Party that Ridiculous. Was somehow labeled libertarian because Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. And one would think that, you know, if you actually are a libertarian, that you would support more economic freedom and not say that...
For everyone?
For everyone. And not say the ridiculous things of, well, if we give them economic freedom, then they're just going to get more oppressed.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, where could that possibly make sense? How, besides just being this thoughtless talking point, does that actually logically connect to anything at all?
Well, it makes sense in the minds of Republicans that just want to punish people that aren't Republicans.
Punish poor people around the world who... They basically are victims of Raul Castro. Punish them further. Allow them to continue to be victimized. How it is that more economic freedom and more freedom to travel would impoverish people further is just so crazy to me.
Having more economic freedom would open up the doors that would allow people such as us to actually see what's going on. We can,
right.
And we can step in and say, hey, that's not right. What you're doing is not right.
All this is going to do, he says, is give them more control. For good or ill, back to the New York Times here, the move represented a dramatic turning point in relations with an island that for generations has captivated and vexed its giant northern neighbor. From the 18th century, when successive presidents coveted it, Cuba loomed large in the American imagination long before Fidel Castro stormed from the mountains and seized power in 1959. His alliance with the Soviet Union made Cuba a geopolitical flashpoint in a global struggle of ideology and power. President Dwight Eisenhower imposed the first trade embargo in 1960 and broke off diplomatic relations in January of 1961, just weeks before leaving office and 7 months before Obama was born. Under John Kennedy, the failed Bay of Pigs operation aimed at toppling Castro in 1961 and the 13-day showdown over Soviet missiles installed in Cuba the following year cemented its status as ground zero in the Cold War. But the relationship remained frozen in time, long after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union, a thorn in the side of multiple presidents who waited for Mr. Castro's demise and experienced false hope when he passed power to his brother Raul. Even as the United States built relations with communist nations like China and Vietnam, Cuba remained one of just a few nations, along with Iran and North Korea, that had no formal ties with Washington. Obama has long expressed hope of transforming relations with Cuba and relaxed some travel restrictions in 2011, but further moves remained untenable as long as Cuba held Alan P. Gross, an American government contractor arrested in 2009 and sentenced to 15 years in a Cuban prison for trying to deliver satellite telephone equipment capable of cloaking connections to the Internet. After winning re-election, he resolved, Mr. Obama, resolved to make Cuba a priority for his second term. And so he apparently authorized secret negotiations that conducted 9 meetings with Cuban counterparts starting in June of 2013, most of them in Canada. And apparently the Pope was involved in encouraging these talks. There apparently was, you know, a phone call between Castro and Obama, et cetera, et cetera. And on Wednesday morning, Mr. Gross walked out of a Cuban prison and boarded an American military plane that flew him to Washington, accompanied by his wife, Judy. So, you know, they let this guy go. And I guess the United States let a few people go as well. They let, in fact, 3 imprisoned Cuban spies let them out who were caught in 1998. They'd become a cause célèbre for the Habana government. They were swapped for Rolando Saraf Trujillo, a Cuban who had worked as an agent for American intelligence and had been in a Cuban prison for nearly 20 years. According to a senior American official, Mr. Gross was technically not part of that swap, but he was released separately on humanitarian grounds, a distinction that critics found unpersuasive. So what's going to happen? Well, the United States will ease restrictions on remittances, travel, and banking, while Cuba will allow more internet access and release 53 Cubans identified as political prisoners by the United States. Although the embargo will unfortunately remain in place, the president called for an honest and serious debate about lifting it, which would require an act of Congress, which unfortunately is about to be taken over by the Republicans, who will not be likely to be interested in talking about that.
And I have to wonder how much of this, and by this I mean the Republican opposition to the lifting of the embargo, I have to wonder how much of that is due to just not wanting to be seen as agreeing with Democrats, because it seems as though on a lot of issues, the Republican position is the complete opposite of the Democrat position, regardless of what the issue is.
Mm.
And if one party changes its position, then the other party flips the position just so that they can be the opposite.
Yeah, it does seem to always happen like that, doesn't it?
And unfortunately, as a result of that, people may continue to be oppressed as a result. You know, you can't travel to Cuba. Hey, wait a minute. I thought this was a free country. Don't the Republicans talk about freedom a lot? I mean, look, I'm
right, but no, this country's free. Cuba's not, so you can't go there.
I'm not in love with the Democrats. I want to make it clear. I don't think that they are good for the United States either. I'm not a fan of the Republicans. But in this case, they're on the right side of the issue. I mean, that's, look, Obama is very much like George W. Bush as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
I mean, I consider him to be George Bush the third.
But I consider him to be the 57th term of George Washington.
Well, that's another way to look at it. He's not a good guy. He's a warmonger. He has, you know, been responsible for the killings of countless individuals around the world. I have not very many praises to sing about Barack Obama, but in this case, he's done the right thing.
He's doing a good thing.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting on our site for you. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, then go ahead and get your shopping done with us. Whether it's the holiday shopping or just buying something for you, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and link into Amazon from the links you'll find there. There's a few other companies you can link to as well. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. You get the same great Amazon deals you're used to, the free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, all of that, the reviews. It's your same Amazon experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the restrictions being loosened between the United States government and the Cuban government. There has been an exchange of prisoners. There has been a pledge of more. Apparently, Cuba, the government there, has pledged to release 53 prisoners in their own country. Now, these aren't people from the U.S. who are imprisoned in Cuba. These are Cubans imprisoned in Cuba for political crimes. So they're saying they're going to release them. They're going to allow for more internet access. And also the restrictions that are being lessened include remittances, that's some sort of economic thing, travel and banking. So I don't know what that means exactly in a way.
So, for example, people that have escaped Cuba and come to the U.S., right now they're prohibited from sending money to their relatives in Cuba. So they will then be allowed to do that.
So they can use things like Western Union or
like wire transfer, sort of things.
Or Bitcoin.
Yeah, it'd be cool to bring Bitcoin to Cuba, that's for sure. Now, how widespread internet
Well, they need
access
internet access first.
Yeah. Well, that's the question is, how widespread is it? I imagine it's more available than it is in North Korea in Cuba, but you know, I don't know what the difference is as far as the degree. Now, Obama had a few things to say about it. He said that, story from the New York Times. We have been able to make, Raul Castro, I apologize. Castro actually spoke on Cuban television announcing this, saying we have been able to make headway in the solution of some topics of mutual interest for both nations. President Obama's decision deserves the respect and acknowledgement of our people. Only afterward did Mr. Castro mention the reopening of diplomatic relations. He said that this in no way means that the heart of the matter has been resolved. The economic, commercial, and financial blockade, which causes enormous human and economic damages to our country, must cease. The progress made in our exchanges proves that it is possible to find solutions to many problems. And I just think this is great news. I mean, the story goes on, gets a little bit more detailed about some of the back and forth between the politicians. And I'm not so concerned with what the politicians have to say. I'm more interested in what you think about this. And I had invited on our Facebook page for people to comment. I said Obama does something right and eases restrictions on Cuba. If you are for continuing the embargo, why? And the only two comments made thus far don't really scream out intelligence. Duck Dammer says, F Cuba and all its inhabitants. As though everyone in Cuba is a bad person. Well, I mean, people really think this way.
Yeah, Duck, I would encourage you to call and say why. You know, please, you know, tell us why.
Yeah, I would love that too. However, unfortunately, Danica, I don't suspect most of the people on the Facebook page are actually live listeners to the show.
Oh, well, you never know.
It's true. You never know. But a lot of the responses we get from people on Facebook usually indicate that they're not actually listening. Sometimes we'll reference something that's happening on the show, and people will type like, what? Huh? And you know, they'll be completely clueless because they're just sitting on Facebook, and then they see this pop up on their feed. Another one from Carl Solman. He says, okay, let's treat North Korea the same way. Show me the difference.
Oh, yeah, there's our North Korea reference.
Okay, yeah, let's not be mean to the people in North Korea. Well, I've got no problem not being mean with people.
This is just, it's not just ethnocentrism. I mean, this is straight up bigotry. To say
yes,
you Cubans, you're all scum. North Koreans are all bad because they tolerate, what, because they tolerate being ruled by people? Well, so do you. I mean, so do the American people.
Yeah,
average Americans tolerate all kinds of crap from their governments, but yet they still pat themselves on the back for having the best government in the world.
What was it, a year and a half ago when the Boston Marathon bombing thing happened?
Yeah, I would say that was a couple years ago.
And there were, the tanks that were rolling down the streets, and people were just, walking out of their houses when they were told to walk out of their houses, and they were letting the cops rummage through everything in their house looking for this guy that wound up getting caught by someone who disobeyed the curfew to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, you weren't allowed outside of your house, right?
Right.
Unless, of course, you were kicked out of your house by men with guns.
Right. And this guy decided he wanted to go have a cigarette, went outside, smoked a cigarette.
And that's when he noticed a blood stain on the boat, right?
Noticed there was something weird with the boat cover, and there was like a bloody footprint or something. There was some kind of blood stain somewhere.
Yeah.
And he was like, something's not right here.
The dude had crawled into the boat.
Right.
And had, I guess wiped a little blood on the way in.
And so he called the cops, and then the cops sent their little surveillance helicopter thing or a drone or something, and then they discovered, oh, yeah, there's a guy in the boat.
Here's another opinion from another talk show host, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
ooh, let's see what L. Rushbo has to say.
I can't wait to hear what he says.
So, this kind of summarizes a couple other things that aren't related, so let me jump through here. After Obama's surprising decision, this is from WND.com, which is a righty website, surprising decision to normalize relations with Cuba, Limbaugh wondered what the president would do next. Limbaugh joked, we'll sell Iran a nuclear bomb. Wait till something like that happens. You haven't seen anything yet, this Cuban thing? This is chump change. I have warned you, he continued. These last 2 years of the Obama administration are going to actually be what he would have done if he'd had total control and not have to worry about the Constitution the first 2 years.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right. As though Rush Limbaugh, in the first 2 years of Obama's administration, would have ever commented, boy, you know, this Barack Obama, he really seems to be respecting the Constitution. I'm really surprised. I'll tell you what, this isn't going to last. This whole respecting the Constitution thing, heed my words. I've got one hand tied behind my back by God, and or I am God, or whatever.
Half my brain.
And, you know, prattling on. I tell you, in six more years, at the end of his second term, he will go insane and forget all about the Constitution. When would Rush Limbaugh or any of these characters have claimed that Barack Obama was constitutional-minded at any point?
Well, you better be careful, because Rand Paul does actually side with Obama on this decision.
You mean Rush Limbaugh should be careful?
Yeah, because another one of his, you know, Republican friends is standing with Obama.
I don't know.
I don't
what
think
Rush
that
Limbaugh
Rush
about
is
Rand
necessarily
Paul.
A fan of Rand.
That's what I would presume. I don't know what Rush Limbaugh's position is on Rand Paul, but I think Rand Paul probably breaks from the norm too much. Someone like Rush Limbaugh consider him a buddy.
Oh, sure. He's been confused with being considered a libertarian, and he has said that he does not consider himself a libertarian.
He considers the word libertarian to be an albatross draped around his neck by the media.
Well,
his word, not mine.
To be clear, I'm not a fan of Rand Paul either. I'm not going to get behind his campaign.
Well, neither
will I.
I'm not
going to give him any money, but apparently he's on the right side on this one. You've got a news story about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Time Magazine had reported that Rand actually stands with the Obama administration about this. He said that he broke with the rest of the 2016 pact today when he said that President Obama's decision was a good idea.
Well, good on him. You know, the guy deserves credit when he gets it right, but he gets it wrong so often that the idea that anyone would consider him to actually be a libertarian is pretty laughable.
Oh, I wouldn't. You know, that would not make me throw in support for him. Absolutely not. There have been a couple of things that, you know, I did agree with him, but, you know, this doesn't necessarily change my stance with him. It's great that he actually, that for the first time and maybe quite a while that some people at the both parties can't agree on something.
Well, they can usually agree on a lot of things. There's some things that are very bipartisan, as they're called in Washington, D.C.
Tax, spending, borrow,
military.
Spend, military, keep taxes, you know, somewhat high-ish, but, you know, not too high. We can't go too high.
It's generally
we can't go too low. We've got to keep it somewhere in between here, so we'll bicker and argue about 35 or 39%.
There's no real benefit to having the parties agreeing on anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people like to say things like that. Well, why can't they just agree on things so things can get done? Well, I don't want things to get done unless they're actually good things, which hardly ever happens.
And
in
that
Washington,
would be
D.C.
things being undone, like
repealing
large sections of law.
Like this Cuba thing.
Please,
all right.
Absolutely.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a Bitcoin entrepreneur is going to prison. We'll tell you about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.